Greetings, everyone. Welcome to part two of my series of the Little Robot Open Air 3. I was a bit hasty in my first post. I think it will take more than two posts. I think I'll probably end up doing the series over quite a few months because I will obviously be taking the unit apart to clean it in a few months and just showing you how to do that as well, or talking you through that. Also, I forgot to mention one very big benefit of this, having this in my last post. Clarice has been my lovely guide dog. It's been trying to get in the litter. She's a real opportunist dog. She's a puppy. Hopefully she grows out of some of her off harness behaviours, which are less preferable to my test. So she has been doing that. But with the clean litter, she won't be enticed. Anyway, I've got the unit here. It's a big thing. My dad said, because as I said, I told them that I had them get it delivered there so they could sign for it, because it needed to be signed for. Otherwise, I would just have it delivered at my place. Just want to send a shout out to someone who gave me feedback already from Facebook, because these audio booms automatically go to Twitter but not Facebook, so I shared it on Facebook, and already someone's found it very useful. So thank you so much, and to the rest of you who I haven't got to yet, hello and thank you. So it was a massive thing. There was no way I could bring it home in a cab in the boot. Wouldn't fit. Massive box. Comes up to, I guess, my thigh. That's the height of it. Because if you turn it on that side, it's a little bit shorter, but it's still pretty tall. Either way. So let's get into this. So I actually have it here set up. The box is now discarded. My cats could have played in it and they would have enjoyed playing in it, but I thought, no, I'll keep the place clear. They've got enough to do. They've got, you know, each other to play with and toys and stuff. So anyway, it's all, it came, of course, all already set up, as I mentioned. Now, I'm really hopeless at describing things, but hopefully I can do this. And now, apparently, and I would agree with that, my Mary in Perth said it looks like a what did she say? A washing machine, a dryer. It looks like a dryer, a small dryer. So that's my dog playing with her toy. So I would agree with that assessment. I actually haven't even felt around the back until now. So it does, and it feels like, yeah, so it I guess it looks like a dryer, and it feels like the globe, which I talk about, is got a really big opening around the front where the cats can jump. Now, I put one of my cats in, my male cat in, and he actually did a wee straight away, which was amazing. He was digging. I think they're going to really love this, because the amount of litter you have to put in means that it's a lot more litter than I had them used to. So, than I used to put in the tray. The bed of litter is really deep, and it's just amazing. So, So it's all flat and lovely. So basically, yes. Yeah, so you've got the base, which is kind of, don't know how I'm going to describe this at all. So it's the cord goes in the back of it. I would probably recommend you going to the website and getting someone to describe this. I think it's just going to be easier. It's got like two little handholds, one on each side of the base. The base, it's sort of, so as I said, the power cords at the plugs into the back, that plugs into the AC power. There's a little round jutting out piece of plastic at the back. I'm just feeling now. I don't know what that's for. I'm thinking obviously that's part of the electrics at the base. Oh my gosh, what are you doing here, Clarice? You didn't cut through your leaf. No, what? No, get away from there. I don't know how she got off that. How did you get off that leaf? She broke free. Anyway, I should pause this actually. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. So, the base is kind of, it's not flat like I actually had imagined it was going to be all flat. And so it's not all flat. There's sort of, it's taller. It's like the globe fits in the base, not on the base. Apparently it's pretty easy to fit it in. It's like it sort of sits in the base. And then you put the bonnet over that, which I haven't figured out how to take off yet and put on, but I'm not going to because I don't want to get overwhelmed with information. I'm just going to call her when I'm ready to clean the whole unit, which will be probably not for a long time, which is why this series might take a while. So it's pretty much a round bonnet. I don't know what the back of the globe is. No, I mean, sorry, it's a round globe. It feels round, but of course it's oval. I don't know what the back of it feels like because there is a bonnet over the globe. Well, I do know what the back of it feels like, but not the globe. The bonnet is sort of over the, almost at the back of the globe, or the globe. So... and then you can feel the back of the globe again. Sorry, I'm not making much sense. But it all feels like it's going to fit in easily. There's a little gap on each side of the bonnet, which I don't know what that's there for. Hello, Lottie. Then... At the front, we're going back to the front. You can buy as an accessory a ramp if the cats have arthritis or whatever, but now it doesn't come with that. So you've got like a step up. The cats would step up, or they can jump straight in, I guess. But they've got a step, which actually is the jaw. So you pull the jaw out. And that's where there's a bag. It's kind of a pretty big drawer, and you get Mary's just messaged me a photo of what the garbage bag's like, so I can show the person who at the shops for me. So I might go up tomorrow and get some bags. I've got two extra bags apart from this. So in the drawer, you've got the bag, which is not taut. It's just like acting as a liner. You've got, what you do is you, when you get the bag, when the drawer has been empty and about to be assembled again, you roll the bag down a bit, and then you stuff the bag in, of the edges in. There's tabs, like on each, there's two tabs on the left front, left back, right front, right back, so there's just tabs that you you roll the bag over the tab, if that makes sense. It's just like a little thing that sticks out, little bit of plastic that sticks out at each corner. And so, yeah, so then the bag, as I say, acts as a liner. I'll shut the drawer now. It doesn't, it's got to go in straight, otherwise it doesn't shut, which probably makes sense. So that's the drawer, and then you go up, and then you've got big thing that sort of the lip that sticks out, feels like, I guess you could say it's like a chin. And then there's another lip on the globe. It's made out of rubber, the lip. Actually, there's a rubber, the whole inside of the globe is rubber. Well, yeah, almost, yeah, it's all rubber. And what you actually do is you fill the globe up with the litter, and there's a raised line that, you know, you can feel, and it's meant to come up or a little bit below the raised line. And that's basically, I put about 12 cups in there, and it took me down to half a bag of the litter, but of course I won't be wasting any. This is going to last me months until I empty it all. Now, so yeah, so it's certainly a lot more litter, as I say, than the cats we used to with the tray, because pretty much this goes really deep. It's almost like soil for them, I guess. They can really dig, which my cat did, Finlay did. I put him in the thing, not long after I had it assembled. He was there and I put him in it just to see what he'd do. Of course, I didn't think he'd take to it, but he did a wee straight away, because my nana was actually watching at the time. She was there and she told me, oh yes, he's digging, he's going, did a wee. So, and then what I did was I turned the unit on and it did its cycling. And I actually heard, because the lump, because it, the clay litter obviously clumped. Oh, hello. Yes, it's your litter pot thing. Good boy. Good boy. Do you want to go in it again? Good boy. Good boy. Want to go in it? Oh, you want to go in it now, Lottie, do you? Want to go in it? Want to go in it, Lottie? Do you want to go in the box? Because this is your new litter pot. You go in there. You go in there. Go on. Go on. Go in there. Good girl. Go in the... Go in there. Good girl. Go in there. Good girl. And then you go like this. I'm just moving her claws forward, back and forward. So it's basically like, oh no, she's out. But I think they learn pretty quickly. No, you just do that to show them their little bot. Oh, whoops. She's going in the other one. Uh-oh. I should put her in the other one. She's going in her old litter box. Uh-oh. But, yeah, I won't clean it. Maybe Oh, no, that's Finlay in the other one. Oh, dear. Oh, well. Finlay, what are you doing there? You could have gone in here. Maybe it's because I was in front. You didn't want to do that. Anyway, sorry, so you can hear, that's the old litter box. So, what was I saying? So, after he did that, I turned it on. I powered it on, and as soon as you power it on, it does its cycle. And so, oh yes, I said that because I said I heard the little clump drop down in the waste straw. So that was pretty amazing. So, I'll turn it on now to let you hear a cycle. You won't hear any, you'll hear the litter go through the sifting routine, but you won't hear obviously a clump because there's no clumps to drop, but maybe another time I'll be demoing that. Anyway, I'll turn it on now and you can hear. So, oh, lovely, that stunk. I wish you did that in here. Finlay, then I could have cleaned it. But I'm not going to clean the old one from now on. That's the way that's just one of the ways you get them used to the using it here. Yeah, so anyway, so the buttons are on the side of the, it's on the base, but on the right of the unit. So near where the globe sits in. So you basically, maybe I should wait till Finlay's done and then I can turn it on and he can hear the noise of it, because they're both in here now, so it will be a good opportunity. Okay, he's out. So, let's just wait. Anyway, so yeah, the buttons are on the right. So what, there is one, there's a small button up the top, which is a power button. Then there's a cycle button, which is a manual, you know, you can just press it if you just want to cycle it whenever. And then there's, under that, there is, oh, what's the next button? Oh, I just went over this. With Mary, that is, let me think, I can read up on this anyway, but that is the empty button. So this is, that's if you clean it, if you're about to and take it apart, you empty it all out into the waste straw. And that's also what I was explaining this morning. If I wanted to just get the clean litter out, I'd empty, do the empty thing twice. So I'd empty the waste, get that, and then I'd cycle the waste, I'd get that down the bottom, and then I'd put another bag in and just press this empty again to do, you know, give me the clean litter down the bottom, and I can get that out and reuse it in the, and then, you know, when it's all clean again. And then the bottom one is reset, so that's what you press to reset the sensor. And of course, all these buttons, as I said this morning, they have other functions when you hold them down, which I can't quite remember all of them by heart, but Mary did help me to set the timer to 3 minutes, because this clumping litter clumps very fast, so I don't have to have it in the tray for in the globe for a long time when the cats get used to the when it's on automatic. But yeah, so that's that. And then there's just buttons for the lights down below, so they don't do anything, they feel like buttons, but they're not, the lights indicating different things. So I'm going to turn it on now, and in the globe itself, you've got, okay, so you know, you've got that round rubber lining in the globe, and then you've got to the left, I assume this is the bonnet, because the bonnet, as I said to you this morning, gets the barrier, so there's no poo that goes between the gets on the, you know, roof or the top. And then, so there's a screen that is the bonnet that I think is what sifts the... Clarice, stop it! Oh, she's playing with the cats. The screen that sifts the litters, like the clean litter and the dirty litter. So, yeah, and when you turn it on, you can feel the globe spinning around. And I haven't figured out what the screen does. I don't know if I should at this stage. Anyway, I'm going to... there's... in the... on the globe, you can actually feel the little hole, little sort of square holes. It's like, it feels like a vent, but it's pretty large surface, and I think that's what the litter falls down into and then goes into the drawer somehow. Like I say, there's a big process to it, which I will, you know, get someone better equipped with eyes to explain one time. But now I'm going to turn the cycle on, turn the unit on, and it will cycle. So here I go, pressing the top one once. And there we go. So the globe is very slowly turning, rotating anti-clockwise, and the litter is going to fall. So the litter's getting sifted now. I know it falls into somewhere temporarily, and then it sort of tips back. But like I say, this will be explained by Asadi. So at the moment, litter's all getting sifted. There'll be no lumps that will be dropping in, but the lump would have dropped in about now. So it's just rotating very slowly around. Okay, so now it's, I think it's got rid of all the litter into, I don't know what it does, but there's no litter currently in the globe. The rubber bits up the top now, and somehow there's litter is falling back into the globe. Yeah, I know, it's hard when I don't even know what's going on, probably myself. It's hard to explain to you guys. But yeah, you can hear the litter sort of falling back into the globe. The panel with the holes that I was talking about is now kind of down the bottom. It's sifted through the dirty litter. The globe is actually going back the other way now. So, you know, when it stopped, it's going clockwise now. It was going anti-clockwise as it gets all the clean litter back. And then it stopped, and now it's going to rotate a bit around the other way just to get it in the home position. And also what it does is it levels out the litter, so it's all flat. So it's done that now. It's all flat. It's so nice and beautiful. Oh my gosh, it feels like a garden bed. It's so good. So I'll turn that off now because, I'm not having it go automatic until the cats are definitely used to it. Oh, Clarice, come on. So there you go. So as I say, I'm so sorry I was really vague about this. I do hope that maybe you got something out of this, but you'll probably get more out of future episodes when I can actually have someone explain what it's doing properly. Look, if anyone has any questions, please do ask me. I forgot to mention that when you open the drawer, there's the carbon filter. It feels like a bit of Hessian material, which is inserted at the front of the unit, in front of the door. So that's that. And I'll shut the door again. Oh, come on. It doesn't always... Oh, yeah, it's a bit fiddly. It will be better. So it really smells new at the moment. Hello. And there you go. So as I say, I hope you got something out of that anyway. Thank you for listening to part two. And please continue to give me feedback, good or bad, if there's something I can do better, which is probably everything. But oh well, there you go.